WKJAN Sports.
8:32 here this morning, and it's time now for our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. We'll talk boys and girls basketball for the Atlantic Trojans, along with Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff a little bit later on here. We'll also speak with Dean Junker, the boys swimming coach, as they're now preparing for their regional meet. So we'll talk basketball with Kelly Jewell and Alan Jenkins. We'll start with boys hoops coming up here next. Stay tuned. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering touchless car wash including three self-serve bays and one automatic bay with dryer and self-service pet wash station. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan. And welcome back to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. A chance to talk a little Atlantic boys hoops here first with head coach Alan Jenkins. And coach, a couple of games under your belt here this week. A nice test over at Abraham Lincoln High School against Elmwood Murdoch. And then last night against Red Oak. And I guess we'll start off with Thursday night. It was a good atmosphere over there at Abraham Lincoln, and a good opportunity to play a team that you're not familiar with, but you know it was a strong squad. They're ranked right up there at the top of Class C2 in Nebraska, and you guys came out and played a really good second half to get a win.
Yeah, a really good team, as you mentioned. Very well coached. They were disciplined. They were disciplined both offensively and defensively. But I want to go back to what you mentioned. It really was kind of a fun atmosphere over there. I thought we had a great fan following for a 5:45 start on a Thursday at a neutral site location. I was happy for our guys that they got an opportunity to see a fan following like that and just see how much parents and fans care about them. And it really was. We got out of the gates maybe a little bit slow. A lot of that probably had to do with how they were dictating things offensively. They're a very patient offensive team. They have no issues running a lot of clock in their continuous pick-and-roll game. It's almost one of those games you wish there was a shot clock to speed things up a little bit. But we had to do that ourselves, and we did that the second half. We sped them up with our 1-3-1. Got their guards probably playing a little quicker than they wanted to. And then we were able to take a lead, which was important because a team that wins as often as they do, you want to put them in a position that they're not comfortable with. And I think that was ultimately the difference in the game.
Yeah, that pressure defense that you put on there in the third quarter, you mentioned it after the game and we talked, but a lot of credit to Jackson Eden, Chase Mullinex. They were running around with their heads cut off, going back and forth, trying to trap out top, and it really seemed to affect them, that on-ball pressure. And, of course, your guys' length always helps. It just made them really uncomfortable with what they wanted to run.
Yeah, to run that 1-3-1, you got to have good length, and we do that both wings with Alexander and Franken, Leonard in the middle. So really the defense comes down to, in the way that we're trying to run it, is that quick side-to-sideline athlete out front, and Eden and Mullinex both fit that bill. I mean, they're both great track athletes for us, and they probably felt like they were in a track meet a little bit. They were covering side-to-side. They were exhausted. Exhausted, but their effort allowed the speed of their offense to get sped up to a level they didn't want to, and we rebounded well out of it. That's one of the issues running that is you're a little spread out and you're a little vulnerable to the offensive rebound more than you are man to man. So a good mixture. When we went back to man, I thought that the intensity of the 1-3-1 carried over into the man to man as well. And we saw that again last night against Red Oak. It was almost reverse, when we went to the 1-3-1 and then we got into a man-to-man. Our man-to-man was better once again. So, it's never too late in the season to tinker with a few things, and I think it's been a good move for us here.
And, not only guys that you would expect to be filling up the stat sheet for you as far as scoring points, Alexander and Franken helped lead you on Thursday night, but something that we kind of noticed as we were trying to keep track as we moved along, They were getting a ton of rebounds. There was a lot of steals across the board, across your team. They're doing all the little things that are helping you win.
Yeah, little things turn into big things. And, you know, we really feel like over the course of the last six games that we're probably playing much better than we were during the first six games of the season when we were 6-0. You know, I think we're 5-1 now in the last six. And we look like we've turned the corner in a few areas. And we're going to have to continue to make that turn because we got a huge week ahead of us with Harlan and Kemper.
Yeah, big week on the way. Of course, last night it was a 92-52 win there over Red Oak. Just briefly, you'd mentioned to me here off air, they had a few shots early on, but you guys got settled in and played well again defensively.
We got a little spread out early in our 1-3-1 half court. We gave up some looks on the wings when we were in a little bit of a scramble mode. Give them credit. They came out shooting the ball hot. This is like three or four games in a row they've come out shooting hot. You know, they were beating Harlan up at Harlan last week. You know, they jumped out of the gates on them as well. But, you know, offensively we were very efficient, and by the time our defense settled in the beginning of the second quarter, I think from the beginning of the second quarter until late fourth quarter, they only had 28 points during that span. So we were obviously doing a lot of things correct defensively.
Yeah, and as you alluded to, huge week here coming up for you. It's a little bit different because you've kind of had this lull here where some games have been moved around. You haven't played a lot of games here recently, and now you got two big ones, a Harlan team that's coming off a win last night. They rallied to beat Kemper Catholic in a wild game, it sounded like, and they're always a tough opponent. Of course, you came up short against them on the road. I'm sure you're really looking forward to that opportunity on Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a big game for us. There's no conference implications. But with our pot of eight being released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and understanding what our tournament trail looks like, you know, we're just kind of in a jockeying position right now for a seeding process. The seeding process is new this year. We're going to truly seed out the pot of eight, 1-8. Geographical travel is thrown out the door. So if you're the one seed, you're going to play the eight, and it doesn't matter how far teams have to travel to make that work. If you're the two seed, you don't see the one seed until a sub-state final. So we really feel like we're in good position right now to earn you know, one of those top two seeds. We really feel like the win against Harlan could really give us a good argument for the number one seed. So it's a pivotal game for us. We told the guys we need to see it as almost a little bit of a tournament type situation where we're playing for more than just a W in the win column.
And you mentioned that released here this week. Of course, the two teams that stand out, Harlan and Glenwood, included in that same sub-state here as you look forward. And you know both tough teams, both tough competition. So this is a great week here to prepare yourself for that situation.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you get Harlan at home, then you go to Kemper, then you get four in a row at home before you get ready for the postseason. So, you know, things have moved very quickly here. You know, you got six regular season games left. You know, I think the pot of eight that we got is, you know, we were happy with what we saw. You know, you got five Hawkeye 10 teams with Atlantic, Glenwood, Harlan, Crest, and Denison. Then you get three teams from the Raccoon River, ADM, Carroll. It's got a really nice team in Winterset. The first thought was is there's not an easy game. If you're the one seed, you're still going to have to earn your win against an eight. And then, you know, for everything from then on out, it will be a heck of a challenge.
Well, some great success here for you recently, Coach. We'll look forward to what should be a fun week.
I appreciate it, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head boys basketball coach Alan Jenkins. We'll come back and talk a little wrestling coming up here next here on this Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial. Member SIPC. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future openings at OSI in Oakland.
Welcome back now to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. A chance to talk a little wrestling now with Atlantic Cam head coach Tim Duff. Coach, thanks for your time again.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having me on. You know, we had a pretty exciting week. So we had, you know, some a big weekend there at John Harris where we finished second to a real tough New Hampton squad. But highlight of that tournament, we had five champions, which is, you know, a really tough task to win a title, let alone on a five. So we had five guys win a championship there at John Harris. And then we turned around on Tuesday and finished off our Hawkeye 10 conference duel. So we beat Shenandoah and St. Albert's to finish undefeated in Hawkeye 10, to go 10-0 and win the duel portion of the Hawkeye 10. So an exciting week for the boys. I know they were, you know, real happy with their results. And now we focus on the Hawkeye 10 tournament.
Yeah, and I guess going back a little bit there to that John J. Harris tournament, always a lot of great competition, a lot of teams that look forward to getting to compete there each year. Did you have an idea going into the weekend that you'd have an opportunity to have that many kids come away with a title there?
You know, we knew we had some high seeds going into the brackets, and, you know, we've seen a lot of the teams, you know, but you never know what's going to happen each time you step on the mat. It's a new match, and we've had some kids that have had real successful seasons. They've got some nice records, and now, you know, when you get to towards the end of the season, everybody kind of steps it up a notch. So you don't know what you're going to get from each individual opponent, but you know you're going to get their best shot. You know they're going to keep improving, and so it's up to you to, you know, as an individual to keep working on your techniques and holds and getting better. And, you know, we put six guys in the finals, and that's a nice thing out of 14 weights. We put half our guys in the finals, and then, you know, looking at that, you know, we did that last year also, but the final rounds last year we only won one championship. We lost five of those six finals matches. So this year we put six guys in the finals, and we went 5-1. So it was quite a different experience. And, you know, our kids wrestled well throughout the tournament. You know, New Hampton's real solid top to bottom. Their backside points, they just scored more points on the backside, and that's kind of a focus for us. You know, our top guys are competing at a real high level. Now we've got to get some of our guys that, you know, in some of those weights where we weren't able to place. We need those guys to step up for the team and be able to score team points and place in those brackets. And, you know, looking at the Hawkeye 10 tournaments, you know, that's what's going to decide the champion there, is which team can have, you know, the most success top to bottom, which team can be consistent at each weight. And we need 14 guys to place. And I think if we do that, we'll have a good chance at winning the Hawkeye 10 tournament title, which, you know, Atlantic, we haven't done since 1980. The individual tournament won the Hawkeye 10 tournament title. So that would be a big deal. And so hopefully our kids come out and we can perform, you know, at a high level, and we can get everybody on the stand.
Yeah, and you talk about it, you know, being a while since you've been able to have a chance to win in that event that you're looking forward to here today, but also earlier in the week you accomplished something that you hadn't done for a long while as well, since 2010, winning that dual team championship. I'm sure that was a lot of fun for your kids to be able not only to accomplish that and to be undefeated, but to be able to have that last quad at home where they picked up the wins there to seal the deal.
Yeah, it was fun, just how the schedule played out, to, you know, to have the last two duels of the Hawkeye 10 season at home, and, you know, and those two duels to determine the Hawkeye 10 champ. So it was nice to win it outright, go undefeated in the Hawkeye 10, and you know, hopefully, you know, our kids enjoyed that night. I think they, you know, they were excited to be undefeated in the Hawkeye 10. In the dual portion, and they know it's all just part of the process, trying to prepare and get ready to wrestle our best come sectionals, district, state tournaments. But, you know, today's another step in that process. And, obviously, you know, they're keeping score, so you want to win, and that's kind of what we talked to the boys about. So we want to go and try to compete and see if we can, you know, be in the hunt for a Hawkeye 10 tournament title today. And, you know, I've talked to some people, former wrestlers, that wrestled back, you know, on that 1980 team. And you know, when you're looking at, you know, that long since you've won a tournament, any particular tournament, you know, that's a long drought. So hopefully our kids understand the importance of that, and maybe that gives them a little extra motivation to compete maybe one step above where they're seated.
Yeah, certainly, like you said, a lot of motivation there, and another goal that you want to try to accomplish. And as you already alluded to as well, you know, this becomes the time of the year where you're starting to see, you know, the end of the road coming at you a little bit here. So everybody elevates that game a little bit. They want to know just how well they can perform here when they feel like they're starting to get into peak form and setting themselves up here for these next couple of weekends when they're trying to earn their way down the road.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the competition we're going to see, it's sectionals and districts, you know, into the state tournament. So, you know, every match, you know, it is a new match, but it's an indicator of where you are on that day and what you need to work on. And we've got some big matchups with kids we're going to see down the road. We're going to see these guys at sectionals and districts, and they're going to be seeds, head-to-head seeds against them for sectionals and districts. So, you know, not only is it a big day for our team to try to see if we can, you know, be in the hunt for a tournament championship, but it's a big day for each individual. You know, we've got some guys coming back that have won the Hawkeye 10 title, and you know, we've got some guys coming back that have come up on the short end. So hopefully today, you know, it's a good day for us, and, you know, we come out and wrestle hard and try to put points on the board.
Well, Coach, congratulations on all the recent success, and good luck to you as you compete once again here today. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for all the local sports coverage, and, you know, the meet's going on. The Kemper starts at 10:30. Should be some exciting wrestling. You know, a lot of these kids, all these kids have put a lot into it, and you know, they're fully invested, and you've got a lot of families that are fully invested, and it's a fun time of the year, you know, as far as wrestling goes, because you know, kids start understanding that the season's winding down, and you know, you start to see a little more intensity and a little more emotion, and just an exciting tournament, and it should be a great day.
Yeah, and hopefully you do a lot of good support up there as well. So that's head wrestling coach Tim Duff. We'll be back with more here in our Saturday Morning Coaches Show in just a moment here on KJN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Grizzled Communications is proud to be a locally owned company, powering Grizzled, Elliott, Lewis, and Grant with Blue Surge Internet, television, and voice services.
J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. New Tech Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that prove outstanding yield potential. For all your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox, 712-254-0728. And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJAN. Now a chance to speak a little Atlantic girls basketball with girls head coach Kelly Jewell, who joins us on the phone here this morning. Coach, thanks for your time.
Hey, no problem. Glad I could connect with you here this morning.
Well, last night you went to take on a Red Oak team. It's a pretty good squad, and it looked like you came in with a pretty good battle. End up losing by 10 points. Had a big night from Catherine Leonard, but sound like your team fought pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, I was super proud of the girls. We battled all night long. You know, we got down, had a slow start in the first quarter. Got down 8, you know, kept it at 8 until halftime. Even got down as much as 14 in the third quarter, and you know, battled back, got it to 6 or 7 in the fourth quarter. You know, we had to foul late. They made some free throws. We missed some three-pointers and, you know, just got back up to a 10-point deficit to end the game. But, you know, they've, you know, Red Oaks won 11 or 12 games in a row, and they've got some, you know, really solid players and a good all-around team. And, you know, we went and really played like we are capable of playing and probably played our best, you know, four quarters that we've played in a game this year.
Well, throughout the season, Catherine Leonard's been pretty much a walking double-double for your team. She's been doing the bulk of the load. The issue, I guess, you've had is getting someone else and other players to step up and help to contribute. It seems like here these last couple of weeks, you're finally starting to get that to gel a little bit better.
Yeah, I think, Catherine did a good job of leading that last night, too. I mean, she had 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. I mean, phenomenal stat line for her, but she also knew she was also unselfish. I mean, she scored 23 points, but she was unselfish and got other people some looks. You know, we had people, Bailey had double digits, and, you know, Lissa Ginter had 5, Anderson had 6, and Mackenzie Waters had 4 or 5. So we had people that were, you know, to be successful, that's what we're going to do. We need a handful of people at that 6 to 8 to 10 point range, and you know, and then Catherine and Bailey, our two main scorers, to do what they do. But, you know, I thought Catherine played her best overall game since I've been in Atlantic and last night, and just, you know, was not only an offensive threat, she was, you know, an assist threat last night in getting people some shots.
Yeah, great effort there from her, and a good battle there for your team. Also, earlier in the week, you played another really tough team on Monday night in the game that we had on the air against Trainer, and they're just a solid team. Once they were able to build an early lead, they just kind of hung on to it throughout the rest of the night, and it's one of those teams that it's hard to play catch-up against.
Yeah, I mean, you know that they're going to come out as like an explosion, and you know, I think it was 22-5 after the first quarter, and they're phenomenally talented. They have a phenomenal coach, and you know, things. You know, they only have 11 on the roster, but they all can play, and they're all, you know, 5'8" to 5'10" and athletic and long, and just can get up and down the floor and shoot and defend. And so, they're number 2 in the state for a reason, undefeated, and you know, they're a good ball club. And I was proud of our girls in the fourth quarter. We hung around, you know, we gave up 40, I don't know what it was, 46 or 48 at halftime. You know, could have easily gotten more out of hand, but our girls came out after half and battled and put forth, you know, an effort and didn't throw in the towel like we had, you know, maybe earlier in the year. We had a game, I think it was Denison in the second half, where we kind of gave in a little bit. We didn't see that against Trainer at all.
Yeah, some good effort here recently for your team, and now you turn around on Tuesday and go on the road to take on a Harlan team that you're certainly capable of competing with. It was a game that maybe got a little bit further away last time than you would have expected, but an opportunity here on the road to try to compete well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we played Harlan right after Christmas break, first game back. You know, we weren't even back to school yet. We were still on Christmas vacation, so we hadn't had a full squad scrimmage or a full squad practice. People were on vacations or with family or whatever for the holidays. So, you know, we're playing much better basketball the last 2 weeks. We played Kemper, we played Shenandoah, you know, we played Red Oak tough. So got a win against Clarinda. So I'm really pleased with where the direction we're heading here in the last 2 weeks of the season. And, you know, I think we're going to be able to make some noise Tuesday when we go up to Harlan.
Well, thanks for your time again here this week, Coach, and good luck to you here this upcoming week. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Hopefully next Saturday I'll be able to make it in person then.
All right. Yeah, you're making the rounds around Southwest Iowa, I understand, so good luck with that.
All right, yeah, we're all over the place watching a little fourth-grade basketball.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Chris.
That's Coach Kelly Jewell there, Atlantic Girls Head Basketball Coach. We'll take a break and come back and wrap up our Saturday Morning Coaches Show with a word from Boys Head Swimming Coach Dean Junker as they're preparing for regionals.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. Hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Hummel Insurance Services in Oakland is here to help you save money and protect what matters most with insurance policies for farm, home, auto, life, liability, and blanket. Call Hummel Insurance today at 800-482-6426.
Mid-States Bank in Avoca. If you're looking for a bank that works hard to help with your finances, see Mid-States Bank. They provide first-class quality and the convenience you've come to expect. Mid-States Bank of Avoca, helping you reach your dreams.
Welcome back to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN as we now talk a little boys swimming with head coach Dean Junker. Coach, thanks again for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, your team has been a little bit busy here lately. You've had some recent events, and earlier in the week you were able to compete there on Monday against Council Bluffs squad and came away with a nice victory there, winning 8 of the 11 events, and it seems like your team is in pretty good form right now.
Yeah, you know, they were really busy there. They had like 3 meets in 5 days, so they were really having the hump it there for a little bit, but they finished up strong. They had a nice meet at AL, and they had some good races, some good tight races that challenged them a little bit, and it was a good way to finish the regular season, and now we got to get ready for the postseason stuff.
Yeah, and as I guess I go back a little bit too as well, that just before the Monday event, you had an invite there Saturday at Lewis Central. I guess talk a little bit about how that went for you.
You know, it was a little different because they'd invited all the Nebraska schools over that would come. And so there were several of the Nebraska teams, and of course their schedules are a little different than ours. They run girls and boys at the same time in the winter, so we had girls' events and boys' events over at Lewis Central, and then the Iowa teams just all had boys. But we were a little handicapped going in there. Some of the boys had concert stuff to do with their other activities at school, so we only had 8 guys that we were able to take, so we beefed up our relays and let each guy swim an individual event. We had 2 individual champions. Damon won the 100 freestyle, and Nick Landhaus from Clarinda won the 100 backstroke. And then the boys swam all 3 relays, and they took 2nd in all 3 relays. And there were some pretty good squads there from Nebraska, and we seemed to handle everybody. I think the team to beat us was the Sioux City team that we'd beat them in the previous meets that we'd had with them with our other people. So I felt pretty good about it. It was a good meet, and everybody enjoyed it. So it was a long meet. We didn't get out of there until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, started at 11, but it was good.
Yeah, some good competition there. And I guess it's kind of nice to see a few other teams that you don't get the chance to and get that little bit of different competition. Gives you some nice preparation for down the road.
Yeah, we didn't know what they'd have, you know, going in, and so we had to be prepared for anything that came along. But the boys took it in stride, and it was interesting, you know, just to watch all these other kids swim. And, you know, the 50 and the 100 had like 10 or 12 heats of each event, and boy, it just seemed to go on forever. But you did see a lot of different swimmers and a lot of different abilities, so it was fun.
Well, now you get down to the nitty-gritty, I guess, here, as you're getting prepared here, coming up on February 4th to swim in regionals. Looks like you'll be over at Indianola, and you've got some good, obviously, competition there, and it's all about the times coming up for that event.
Well, I don't know where you found Indianola.
Okay.
I've been looking today, and I found Johnston.
Okay.
So I'm hoping Johnston is correct. But we're going to run into some pretty good teams there. Ames is going to be there, and, of course, Johnston's going to be there. But most of the other teams that are going to be there, we swam, because it's going to be the AL team, Des Moines Roosevelt, Lewis Central, Marshalltown, and Newton.
Okay.
And we swam all of those and had pretty good success against all of them. I think the only one that we took a back seat to was Roosevelt, and we just didn't have the depth that day to compete with them because we went 3 people deep, and we're lucky when we got 2 people deep. So we got beat on points, but we still won most of the races against Roosevelt. So I'm pretty optimistic going in here, and I looked at the Ames team, and we match up pretty good with them in a lot of things, and the Johnston people we do too. So I'm really looking forward to this meet because there's going to be some great competition there for us.
Yeah, some great competition against obviously great opponents, and then you're working towards that ultimate goal as well of trying to get that time pushed up there so that you can send some events here to the state meet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. In like the 200 free and the 100 free, I look at this. We've got the fastest guy in the state that's going to be there in the 200 and the 100, and he's the fastest in some other events, too, and I really don't know what he's going to swim. But then this Jackson Allman kid from AL is going to be there, and he's pretty tough in the 200 and the 500. And Lewis Central's got a couple of good kids, and Newton's got a good distance man. And, it's just going to be a good meet, and Ames has got good kids everywhere, so our kids are really going to have to go out there and swim hard, but I think they will. We could really come out of there looking good.
Well, we look forward to seeing how things work out here, Coach. We'll catch up with you again next week, even though you won't have much going on. Talk a little bit about the preparation as you get ready to go, and thanks for your time again this week.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. That's Atlantic Boys Swimming Coach Dean Junker as we wrap things up here. For this portion of our Coach's Show, we'll be back with more here in just a moment on KJN. And that is going to wind down things here on our Saturday morning Coach's Show here this morning on KJN. Our thanks to all those head coaches. Atlantic Boys Head Basketball Coach Alan Jenkins, Girls Head Basketball Coach Kelly Jewell, Atlantic Chem Head Wrestling Coach Tim Duff, and also a Boys Head Swimming Coach Dean Junker. We appreciate their time each week that they take out of their schedules to speak with us and get the word out about their respective teams. We'll hear from all again next week here on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show, 8:30 on Saturday morning here on KJN.